Hi, my name is David Lopez. We are interviewing here in Palatine, Illinois. It is April 14th, 2018.
Hello, hi, my name is Ricardo Catalan.
Okay, so Ricardo, I have a few questions for you. With the one, where were you born exactly and how was life in Mexico?
Okay, I was born in the central part of Mexico, close to the capital of Mexico, and how was life in Mexico? Well, I was living in a very small village, so the life in Mexico was very simple. Everybody used to like know each other, and life was more like a farm kind of style, and people were like used to have like cars, but they also own horses and a lot of like animals in the house, like chickens and porks and pigs and kind of like a farm style.
So when you mentioned farms, did you mean like you actually had to work in the farms, right?
Yes, we do.
Like, could you explain a little bit more on that? Like, what exactly did you do in those farms?
Yeah, I still remember things that I used to do when I was in Mexico. I remember that I used to help my grandpa to go to his cornfield, and basically we start from the beginning. Like we used to like plant corn or put the seeds in the plot like the ground and plant those corn seeds. And yeah, from the very beginning, I had to cultivate a plant from the very beginning. And I used to help my grandpa in cutting all the wheat and water the corn plantation. Yeah, I used to do all of that, kind of like a farm style, like I say.
So how exactly did we meet and how like did the encounter go? Like, you're my uncle, so like what was like your first reaction when you first met me, like when I was actually conscious of the situation,
when you were like, when we were here,
when I was like very little? How did like we meet exactly?
Oh yes, well, yes, a long time ago. So yes, but like I said, like when you were born, I just went to see you like in the hospital when you were little. So I used to go and visit my sister a lot. So I used to know you like from the very beginning when you were like maybe a baby. And from there on, I've been just getting to know you since then, since you were born.
Okay. So what was your childhood life in Mexico before coming to the U.S.?
Oh, okay. Life in Mexico was, I have very good memories about life in Mexico. Like for one thing, I came to the United States when I was 15 years old. So all my childhood, basically I live in Mexico. So my childhood was great. I remember like every day I used to go and play soccer with my friends in the afternoon. And I like it so much. I remember that I used to hang out with my friends after school. I like the school activities there. And it was a very simple life. I remember that I didn't even grow up like the life here, which is it's very good here with technology and everything. But in Mexico, we didn't have any of those type of technology. So basically, we were like always outside playing. Like, I remember my first Nintendo, I really enjoy it so much. But nothing will have compared to the activities that I used to do with my friends in Mexico.
So, like, in Mexico, you had, like, special bonds with your friends, right? Because, when you came to the U.S., those, like, bonds would be, kind of severed or, like, separated, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I remember that when I came to the United States, I had very good friends of mine. And when I actually came, I knew that, our friendship would be like separated in person because I wouldn't have like hang out with them anymore. But I still have in touch with them over the phone. And that's one kind of like lasted for a long time until right now, like everybody has their own families, they live in different states, some of them live in Mexico, so they all kind of like, we don't talk like we used to when we were like young. But I still remember those, you know, memories.
So before like coming here to the United States, were you ever happy in Mexico? Like, were the people ever nice to you? Did you like the people in some way?
Oh yes. Like I said, like the advantage of living in small communities there is that everybody knew each other. So everybody, I feel that have a some kind of connection with you. Like if you were in need, they wouldn't like let you down. You know, they will help you out. And I feel secure there in a way that people were watching each other. You know, if somebody has a problem, people were there to help. Like, and just to give you an example, like I said, like, there are small towns, and back in those days, they didn't have a fire department there. I don't think they do even right now. But one time, one of our friend's house got on a fire, and the whole community got involved and helped the fire to be like put it down. So, and I like the way how people will get together in situations like that, and it happens here too, right? But in there, it's like I can feel like the connection that when something like that happens, the whole community gets involved in helping the family that are affected to that problem.
So like, it's totally different how it is in the United States, where if someone else's house in like in the United States is like burning down, they wouldn't actually help out like you out like in helping you like stop the fire from growing. They would just call the fire department to handle the situation. But what you're saying in Mexico is that the people had stronger bonds with each other, like sort of like that of a family.
Yes, and that's because they probably, the reason is like everybody knows each other. Like the probably people there, they say, oh, you know, this is the son of this person, the grandpa of this person, that they really know, and everybody has like a connection. They say, oh yeah, this is the son of this person. So it's more like I said, like a family kind of like bound. And because everybody knows each other, everybody knows how they grew up. So this, the difference here is that, you know, people, you sometimes you didn't even know who's your the name of your neighbor next door. Because why? Because you don't see them so much. You know, you're busy on your own things, you're working, you go to school, and you don't have a chance to really actually talk to this person next to, you know, where your neighbors. So some of your neighbors here, you know them because you get to talk to them, but not everybody knows each other. So I'm sure that they will help each other too in situations like if there is a fire. But the advantages of here is that they do have a fire department, you know, on hand, and it is safety just to not risk your own life sometimes, you know, because fire department, they know what to do if there is, you know, in those kind of situations. And yes, and it's more like there's more advantages here that they have actually have a fire department with those safety rules and safety regulations on how to handle those fire, you know, when they break.
So, would you say like the customs and the traditions in Mexico and the United States are different, or are they similar in some ways? Can you explain a little bit on that?
Well, there's difference. There's a lot of difference actually, because first of all, it's a language, you know. The language play a big role here, because when you go to schools or when you go to stores, you know, like they expect you to speak the language that the person, you know, the language here in America. So that's a big difference in cultures, I would say. Also, you know, there's a different holidays here that they follow that in Mexico they don't follow. You know, like 4th of July, Halloween. I mean, I know that
Columbus Day or
Columbus Day, all the national holidays that they celebrate here. You know, it's different from there. And the food, you know, now that with the multicultural
ethnicities coming in.
ethnicity coming in, so there's everything for everybody, right? So you can find things there here that are from other countries, like food, clothing, music. That's kind of like some of the similarities that I can see. But in the other part is like the language play a big role in the difference.
Okay. So, did you ever receive like any amount of education in Mexico?
Well, just the basic, like I came here when I was 15 years old. So I went there. I went to middle school in Mexico, and that's the highest I went there.
So, what was your reason to leave Mexico in the first place? Was it because of education, or was it because financially to support your family?
Oh, well, I was really young, I was 16 years old. So I just came here because my father was here. My father was here, and he actually asked me to come, And I wanted to come here just because I wanted to. First, it was because I wanted to earn money. That was the main goal. But then when I came here and I noticed that there is so much things that here you can learn and do, I actually wanted to be more educated. And besides the financial, I wanted to have the opportunity to be educated, because I feel that here there's more opportunity in finding ways to actually go to school and find a way to finish a career.
So you're still studying to become like who you want to be, right?
Yes. Right now I'm a nurse's I am a licensed practical nurse. I'm an LPN, but I'm still going to school. Hopefully in 6 months I will finish my registered nursing program with an associate degree. But I wanted to continue and become and get my bachelor's in nursing and work in a hospital, hopefully, and serve my community, which is something that I always wanted to do.
So yeah, it's like kind of connecting back to your roots in some way to
Yes.
help out the people, like how the people in Mexico were helping each other out in time of need.
Yes, exactly. And that's, the more knowledge I feel I have, and not only knowledge, but skills, that's how you can, like, I feel I can help my community and help myself too. And that is something that it's kind of rewarding for me.
So how was did you actually come here to the US? Like, what was the journey like for you to leave Mexico and to actually be here in the United States? What were your feelings during that
Oh,
time?
well, I was excited, being in that age, I was excited to come here because I didn't come here with a lot of, not with worries, because like I said, my father was here. He was supporting me in a way. So I was like, I wanted to see new things in coming to the United States. I see a lot of different things that I didn't actually was exposed to Mexico, like coming from a small town, small village, and then coming to a city, which is like Chicago or the suburbs here. It was a big change, and I actually wanted to say, like, I came here and I was my, this was my first time that I actually went to a movie theater here.
Really?
Yep, I
Do
like
you
it.
tell me like a little bit more what that experience where like you said you saw a movie here?
Yes, I think I saw the movie. No, I don't remember what movie I saw. I think it was like a oh the I forgot the name of the movie, but The Mask of Zorro, I think it's called. So, but it was good. It was great, like being in a inside of a theater with a big screen without sounds, in the theater. It was a very nice experience that that I will never forget.
So you sort of got like a taste of what America could have been for you. Like it showed you like, all this sense of dream in some way, right?
Oh yes, I like it here. I like I really got it. Like I really like the culture here in America, and I got very used to the normal routine that is being done here, and I feel fortunate that I actually can in such a young age that I was actually able to adapt to the American style, and yes, I went to high school here. I went to Glenbrook South, and I graduated in 2002. So, I feel like this country is giving me so much that I want to give back to them too, and to the community.
Did you ever bring anything with you when you left Mexico, like something that meant had sentimental value to you?
Well, I brought my school grades, that I brought because I wanted to continue school here. So I brought those here. I brought some photos, my birth certificate, of course, and clothing, but clothing, it's been such a long time that everything is really worn out.
Yeah.
So yes, and my password too.
So I know I've been saying so a lot, but still, how were your first years in the US? Were you expecting anything out of the ordinary? What were your was your reaction when you first came here to the US, and how did the people treat you here?
Oh, well, people were treating me nice. It was a great challenge for me, to be honest, because I didn't know the language. So I remember that some of even the commercials or the TV, it was in English. And if you go to a store, like I said, like before, it used to be like all English kind of style. Right now there's like, because there's some multicultural languages, like at least someone in the store at least speak another language. But I remember that before I was like listening people talking in English, and I couldn't understand what they were saying. And it was hard for me to in those days to get used to the language. So, and even when I had my first job, even though I was in high school, I still kind of like feel like I didn't know enough English to kind of like understand what the people were saying to me. And that's kind of like what encouraged me to keep learning and learning and learning more.
All right. So, what were your hopes and dreams? Like, did the American dream ever mean anything to you in some way?
Well, the American dream is like what everybody, it's the dream for everybody. It's probably even the people that are even born here had to get educated, find a job, get the things that you plan to do when you were like young, or what your parents want you to do. So yes, it means a lot to me, because not only, coming from a small village with a not too much education, and actually be the first one in my family to finish high school and to actually go to college and have a degree. It means a lot to me, and not only to myself, but also for my whole family, that I feel that I kind of like being the first person that, have the opportunity and the advantage to do all of that. And I want to pass it on to my family, to my nephews.
And to me.
Yes, of course. To encourage, to have things that your parents probably didn't have, because they didn't have the chance, didn't have the opportunity. Here they have the chances. Here they have the opportunities. The only thing that you want to, or someone has to put on, is the time and the ambitions to do it. If you have the ambitions to do your to accomplish your dreams, the American dreams, there is no impossible. It's impossible. It's up to us to kind of like have the commitment to actually follow your dreams.
So who did you want to become? You said you wanted like to help the community out, but like in one way besides medicine, like what was your first dream here?
Oh, well, I just want to, I always put this into my, like, I guess that's the way I was growing up in Mexico, and the way they raised me, like my mom, my father, and my grandpa. It's that, like, that the treatment, like, you gotta treat people the way you wanna be treated, right? And not see things, like, being a colorblind in mind, like, you don't see people differently. You all treat them the same way. So no matter what the color of the skin is, no matter the race, the nationality, you treat them like the way, same way that you want to be treated. So I feel that the way I want to help my community is just seeing everybody equally and help them as much as I can, you know, if it's my possibility. So in the medical field, yes, you know, it's part of my job to help people. But outside of my community, like outside of my profession, I feel that I can still do so much for people. If I ever like had an opportunity, I would like to get involved in some kind of a community service, you know, and get involved. Like I would like to serve when I finish my RN. I would like to be serving like in a Red Cross or anything that has to relate with things that I can be beneficial. I can even like, if I have the chance to go to some kind of country, I don't know if the countries, because you know I'm still working on that plan, but going to places where I can help people that really need, you know, need not only like work or something with the medical, like checking blood pressure, checking, you know,
checking their pulse and
pulse,
like
or if I have to start an IV, I can, you know, if I can help them. Or even if I have to help them in a way like finding doing some assessments in people that have probably blood pressure, hypertension, and make a plan in how to eat the healthy food to reduce the risk for heart attacks, you know, educate the patient in how to eat healthy, you know, or how to come up with some safety list, you know, to not get like any like further disease in the future.
Yeah. So your dream here in the United States wasn't to gain power or money. It was just to help the people out. So like you don't envy people who have more money than you or people who have higher like, you know, living quarters or anything like that, right?
No, not really. Because I, you know, like I said, I didn't grow up with money. So money for me, it's not my priority. You know, I know that it's very important in life, and especially if you have family, to give them everything that you want to give them, the things that you didn't have. But I don't, for me, it's not the priority. You know, and people can have money, and I feel that the more money you have, the more money you want. So for me, it's like just being clear with my conscience, and that if I can do something for others, you know, it's something like, you know, everybody comes lives and for a reason, right? When sometimes you don't find the meaning of life, you're doubting yourself, like, why am I here? What am I doing here? What is the purpose of me living as a human being? You know, sometimes people, they just don't find those answers. And for me, you know, I just want to do what my conscience declares to do in a way of helping people.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you work in medicine, right? What exactly do you do for a living? You said you were being a nurse. Can you explain a little bit more on what kind of protocols do you follow or like what is your role in the whole as a whole?
Oh yes. Well, I've been a nurse for almost 3 years now. And my role is I work in a nursing home, in a skilled facility where I get patients like admitted for heart attacks, CHF, like congestive heart failures, strokes. Maybe sometimes they fail, people fail and break their hips or their knees. So what I do is that I have a list of patients that I take care of. And what I first thing that I do before I attend them is like, get a little brief of the history of them, like if the patient has hypertension, how the patient eat, are they able to swallow pills, get like a brief history of them, then checking the blood pressures. This is like kind of like assessment to find out how they're doing in the morning, passing the medications, give them the medicine, do some treatments if sometimes if we have like a dressing or I mean a wound, I need to change the dressing. I need to check for labs if they have two labs in that day. And if they're critical, I have to like call the doctors. I'm kind of like an advocate for them. Like I'm in the middle between them and the doctor. So I am the eyes of the doctor when the doctor is not there, but I actually advocate for them. Like if the patient needs.
So you sort of like comfort them in a way before the operation actually happens, right?
Before and after, yes.
So like you're this representative, the doctor, you're showing that the clinic or the place that you work at, you're showing them that it's filled with people that you can trust with their life in any way possible, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. Yes, I'm the representative of the doctors, and vice versa. When the patient wants to speak with the doctor, and over the phone, I'm the representative of the patient to the doctor. Yes.
All right, moving on. So, are you ever ashamed of your heritage? Were you ever treated unfairly or ever discriminated because of your origin?
No, actually, well, never happened to me in that way. And no, I was never ashamed of what my race is and my culture. I feel that there is something that I always feel proud of. And yes, I'm from Mexico. I sometimes people like you say, there's a lot of people that they stereotype the people because they're from different culture or different country. And they treat them like they're all the same, and we're not all the same, it's like in everywhere, like there's
Well,
good people
obviously.
and bad people. And yes, but when they tell me like where are you coming from, where are you from, I always say like I was born in Mexico. Mexico is a country, that I was born. And culturally, I'm Hispanic, but I feel I'm not really ashamed or anything about my race. And being in America now, living in America, it's like almost I feel like this is my home too. So when there's like things involved with the United States or with anything, I feel like this is my home now too. So, it's a different feeling.
So what you're saying is that you become part of this America's melting pot where all different types of cultures come together and just share what kind of customs or traditions that they have, right?
Yes. Yes, that's right. And that's because I came such I came really young. I came when I was 15 years old. So, I've been here for a long time now, so that's how I feel like I'm not like America, United States is like my home for
Yeah.
me. I feel like I have more memories now here than I actually have from Mexico.
Yeah. Because well, there's more, like more positive sides, to United States because, it's a lot safer in many ways possible.
Yes.
But what do you think about the media? Do you think they're only portraying the negative aspects of our culture? Like they're only showing things that they want to show us because it only makes them a profit? Do you think they even care about what kind of struggles that you or other immigrants have to go through?
Well, like you said, like sometimes whatever the people that have different mentality, if people that are very jealous, I will say, or they don't like other races, they're always going to portray something negative about the culture, right? And they're going to stereotype that everybody is the same way, or and they stereotype them, there's bias, they call. But yes, there is people like that, and I feel that there were not that the people are not all of like that. There's a lot of good people, hard workers, honest people that they want just to be a make a living. And I feel like I am one an example of them. Like I came all the way to this, like becoming a nurse on my own. Like I didn't have like the opportunity that some people have. I I actually had to work hard to actually do this because I didn't have that fortune that other people that would have the support.
All right. So what you're saying is that you're proud of who you are and you don't let others bring you down.
Yes. Yeah, because I feel like I'm old enough to know who I am and what I believe, that no matter what other people say or comment, it's just their comment. But I really know who I am and what I believe, and nothing will take that away from me. Not in that in this in my age, in my time that I have lived and see things, in life. So yeah. The opinions now, it's just like an opinion, but it doesn't affect me or make me a different person.
So it doesn't make you angry in any way possible because, they portray ethnicities as a negative way. You just don't really care what they have to say, right?
Well, no, I mean, I know that affects people and affects what other people think because that's they make people believe like them. Believe what they make other people believe the same way. And it doesn't affect me. It just makes me upset that there are actually people that they're doing things like that. And that's because, like I said, like they're not happy having other races or other cultures living the same way in the same kind of like environment like them.
I get that. So you mentioned before that it was hard to learn and master the language here in the United States. So what other, were you able to fully overcome the cultural differences here?
Yeah, I mean, I think time actually helped me to kind of like slowly, little by little, cope and kind of get embedded to the culture here. And being in school also helped a lot. When I was in high school, I still remember that like the first 2 years, actually my 3 years that I went to high school at Glenbrook South, but like they have a great program of ESL. So most of the classes at in high school were like ESL classes. So they
Yeah.
actually helped me to understand the language from the very beginning. So I have a very strong foundation from the beginning, and that kind of like make me my English learning much easier because of that.
Of all the places that you c all the places to live, why exactly did you choose to live here, exactly here in Illinois? Was it because it was a state that you heard had great prosperity, or is it because, you just picked it from random chance?
Well, no, I was actually too young to decide where to live. If I have to make my own decision, I mean, Illinois is a great place, but I just came here because my parent was here, and my father brought me here. It's a great city, and I wouldn't change to live anywhere. I like here, and that's why I came here because of that. And I like the Chicago Bulls, Chicago Fire. I like Green Bay too. But no, I always go with the home team. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Illinois. Yeah.
So you wouldn't choose any other place to live that would be a lot better than this, right?
Right now, no. Right now, I like it here. I like the changes of the climate. Chicago's a great city. And I would say like the majority of my family live here. So, it's a place where I would like to live, and I have no plans to move to another state.
I mean, yeah, I mean you'll be a lot closer to me then.
Yes, that's right.
Do you have anything that you have here like that's you have any sort of friendship connections right now in the United States, well, at work?
Oh yes, I've been with the past of the years, I've been having like meeting new people, new friends, and a lot of friends in high school, in college. At work, like you say, and I have a lot of friends from years and years, So, yes, I've been establishing a lot of good relationships, with people, friendship, and that's kind of like a bond too. Like, it's my family especially. My family, it's been like a very support system for me. They were for me when I was in high school, and they are for me now, because they always support me in what my beliefs are, and they always like they're there for me, and I feel so connected to them that I know they're there if I ever need them, and they always know that. I always know that family is very important.
Yeah. So on the other side of this discussion, would you say you would hang out more with immigrants, or people that are descended from immigrants, or would you just hang out with people who have been here for like generations, since colonial times?
Oh.
Well, it's your opinion. You mean you can
Yeah,
let me
yeah.
know.
Yes, I like every culture, and I like every race, every nationality. Like I said, like I don't see when I see people, even though sorry.
It's fine. Yeah,
If
just a
I
message.
see if I I like people from every culture. So, like I say, I try to have like a color blind in my mind, in my eyes, that I don't see people's skin or the way they were raised. I see what they are, human beings, and I don't, it doesn't make a difference for me if I'm from one race or I wanted to be from one culture, one race to the other. I feel like every human being is a human being, the same heart, same brain, So yes, it doesn't really affect me or when any grade.
Could you elaborate more or briefly explain, summarize an encounter you had during one of your operations as a nurse? Like, can you tell me what you did to help someone out in some way?
Oh, look what I do at work?
Yeah, at work.
Okay. Well, I'm just basically I'm in charge of their health, right? And
Yeah.
I have to like always check on them, like because I work in a skilled facility and some patients really need help. Like I have to connect IVs, I have to give antibiotics to them, and I have to always check if the antibiotics are actually help them and not having a side effect or adverse effect to the antibiotics. So I always have to keep an eye on them, like listen to their lungs, if there's no crackles or wheezing.
Yeah.
I always check their respiration and the oxygen level and the pulse. And if it ever happened that the patient is actually having a
Like a serious issue with their health.
serious, yeah, so I have to like intervene, I have to call a rapid response team, and I have to like work as a team with them, like nurse practitioners like walk in and help us with the situation. And if the patient is really not stable, we have to send them to the hospital.
So,
So I am charged with their health. So basically that's what I do in my job.
is there like one patient that you remember that significantly, impacted you?
Yes. Yes. One time I was kind of like new as a nurse, and one patient were like having an IV, and I connect the IV, and the IV only lasted for 30 minutes. So when I went there, the patient actually was having a, I feel like it was kind of like a mini stroke.
Sure.
So I was like, I went to see the patient because I was going to discontinue the IV because it was done. And the patient could not respond to a command, I was asking like, "Are you okay?" And he was not responding. He was like kind of like laying down, sleeping, sitting on the chair. So I was like, "This is not normal for me," and I start like really, really like calling out loud, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And he was not responding me. So I, then I call a code blue. Code blue means that the patient is in an urgent like health
Emergency alert.
condition. Yes. So calling code blue, immediately it's a 911 call. So I remember that we sent the patient to the hospital because he was having like a mini stroke in that moment.
Yeah, I think I had like a similar event to that where I was at a track meet and the person behind me who passed by, I think he was sharing something that you explained a little bit where he sort of fell on the floor and he wasn't really responsive to the situation around him, where he just basically sort of like, I wouldn't say blacked out. He would just say like he was unresponsive to some things that I would say or what his coach would say. I mean, he seemed to be shaking a lot, which I think it might be a symptom to a mini stroke in some way. Yeah.
So yeah, so that's, we always have to check on those patients that have a high risk for the conditions to get worse.
Yeah. So what are your opinions on the more recent presence that you had to, well, live through, like, Bill Clinton, George Bush, and Obama, and the current president right now, Donald Trump? What do you think about them and their policies on, on immigration?
Oh, well, being an immigrant also, coming from different culture, a country, it's not, you cannot get rid of hearing, what the president says, and how they're different and how they affect the immigrants, the way they think, the way, like, so I feel that this president, President Trump, it's really, they see the immigrants as people that they're not good. They're just coming here because, they're illegal, like in the majority. Some of them, they come from with legal
Visas and stuff.
visas and stuff, He wants us to actually be like people that are really highly educated, and the rest, that he treats us like not a good people, right? So he's, and I'm not saying like every human being is
Is good or evil?
yeah, and they're not perfect, but I see that, like, we gotta see people, the same, like we cannot assume that if a person comes from a country that is poor, or second like
Third world country.
yes, third world country, we're not gonna assume that they're bad or they're not educated. There are people that all they want to do is come here and work and have a better life that, like, the American dream, things that they cannot do in their countries, that they think they actually cannot accomplish their dreams, and they want to have a chance here. So I see that in this, out of all the presidents that I have seen just by living here in America since I was 15, this president, Trump, it's really doesn't see the immigrants as something that he really likes to see, So he does not a strong supportive for the immigrants, in my opinion.
For the people who work so hard for in their lives to gain a future for themselves and for their family.
Yes, correct.
So, what you're saying is that the current president right now, President Trump, do you think he looks down on people who are immigrants or like, people who come from third world countries, like such as, Latin America, places from the Middle East, Asia, and, other conditions such as that?
No, I think that, like they said, like ass speaks better than words, and I feel that his ass, the way he actually handled things for those people, or the way that he's okay. So I feel that, President Trump is really, he doesn't wanna help much the immigrant community as the other presidents have helped them.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, like Uncle Richie, because your experiences in the world kind of impact the world in one way or another. Even something so small, such as your story, can change something significant in our future.
Yes, I
Thank you
hope
for
so.
sharing your experiences to me.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.